Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Huge DC sports news today. Just breaking a few minutes ago, a day ahead of the NBA draft, the Wizards are hard at work. Will Dawkins and his front office pulling off a trade. Jordan Poole is on the move to New Orleans. 2 years left on Poole's deal at $30-plus million per. The Wizards getting C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk back in a package. Both of those guys with expiring deals. Want to get some insight on maybe what the thinking is and what we should recall about Poole's 2 years when it's all said and done and the dust settles now. So David Aldridge of The Athletic joins us, a Hall of Famer covering the association for many, many years with Turner Sports. D.A., you know, when something big happens with the Wiz in the NBA, we want to come to you first. So your thoughts on this, a day ahead of the draft, Jordan Poole traded in a pretty significant move for Washington.
Grant, it's like I just saw you. I can't. It's amazing.
Are you guys still? Are you at the same place still, DA?
I don't know.
And by the way, DA, the Wizards couldn't have been further from our mind at our meeting today.
Yeah. No, they couldn't have been. Look, not am I shocked? No, no. I mean, look, I think Jordan did a really good job of kind of rehabbing himself in Washington. You know, when he got here 2 years ago, he was still kind of a wounded person, I think. You know, I don't think we can really say with certainty how damaged he was by the whole Draymond Green incident, you know, his last year at Golden State. I think it really took him a year really to kind of get back on his feet as a person. Forget the basketball, as a human being. Like, I really think he was shook by it, you know. And so the first year was terrible. He was awful the first year, you know. And they benched him, and that didn't make any sense either because you just traded for a guy who's got a $100 million contract and you're playing him behind Tyus Jones. That doesn't make any sense at all, right? Like, so they did the right thing. They put him back in the starting lineup. And I thought last year JP actually had a very credible season as a basketball player. You know, he shot it better than he shot it in a while. He tried to defend. He moved the ball. He was a good teammate. You know, he was a good teammate the whole time he was here. But I think he spoke with more authority, you know, coming in as the starter last year at the point for a team that was struggling and had a bunch of young guys on it. I thought he never, you know, he never let go of the rope in that sense, right? But, look, he's 27 years old. Nobody – you know, this is not where he wants to spend the rest of his career. You know, I think we all understood that. So it was really just a matter of would there be a deal either this summer or next summer that made sense for the Wizards? And as you guys mentioned, the important thing with CJ and with Olynyk is expiring contracts. That's the most important thing. It makes the Wizards in the summer of 2026 a team that might be able to do some things, whether that's free agency or trades or a combination of those things, if they feel like they need to goose this rebuild, right? So we've already taken a big step back in terms of their rebuild because they didn't get a top three pick in a year they were clearly tanking, right? So now you're going to try it again because you have to. You have to keep the pick. So you have to do it again, and let's see if they get better luck next year in the lottery, because if they don't, they will be under enormous pressure to kind of accelerate the rebuild. And the best way to do that is to have cap room that allows you to kind of absorb some big contracts or go after free agents that can allow you to sign players that might help you get this thing rolling a little bit better.
Yeah, David, you touched on it. The cap room seems to be at a premium here. So my back of the napkin math, Middleton opts into his player option, $33 million and change. Then you've got $13 million from Kelly Olynyk coming off after this season. Then the 30 for McCollum and 21 for Marcus Smart. You're basically talking about close to $100 million in cap space with a nice kind of young core of young players that I think they're into, and you know, another year of development and growth. The idea to me just try to you know, I'm thinking about this, newly divorced, I'm trying to make myself as sexy as possible, right? For the dating apps. It's kind of what it looks like, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, look, please understand what I'm about to say, because I know people are going to take this and go, he's comparing to Oklahoma City. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that Oklahoma City found and identified a core group of young guys that they felt good about building around. And they always rolled their cap space over until there was a veteran worth going after. And they did that last summer with Isaiah Hartenstein, right? Like, they found, they said, we've got SGA, we've got Chet Holmgren, we've got Lou Dort, we've got these guys that we like, and we've got all this cap space, but we need something else. We need another piece to kind of get us to the next level. And Hartenstein came in and really helped them win the championship this year. So I think the Wizards are in a similar vein. Their players aren't as good, right? I understand that. Please do not clip this off and say Aldridge is comparing the Wizards to the Thunder. What I'm saying is they can have an opportunity, like Oklahoma City did, to enhance a young core that needs a real veteran that can grow with them and play with them. And I think that's what they're setting themselves up to potentially do in the summer of 26.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
David Aldridge with us from The Athletic on Grant and Danny. DA, it can't be a coincidence that this happened one day ahead of the draft, just because, you know, business is booming right now. Everybody's making moves. That said, how related to what happens tomorrow for the Wizards is this deal, if at all? Does this, like, as you're guessing what they do or mocking their number 6 overall pick, does this factor in at all?
Somewhat. I mean, look, I think first and foremost, they traded Denny Avdia for a reason. And the reason was Bob Carrington. That's who they wanted. That's the guy they wanted in last year's draft. Like, they had the second pick, and they would make a pick at commensurate with being that high in the draft. But the draft for them was really about getting Bob Carrington. That's the guy they think has a chance to be special and be a star and all those things. He plays point guard. So you can't have Jordan Poole sopping up 30 minutes a game, or, you know, going forward again next year, if Bob Carrington's your guy. And I don't know if he's going to be a star, but he hadn't had a chance to find out yet. So you gotta give him the ball and see what he can do as your lead guard, as your point guard, you know, going forward for the foreseeable future. So that certainly makes sense. I'm not saying that means there's no chance they would take Jeremiah Fears. Mm-hmm. They like him. I think they do like him. And he does have some talent. I just don't think he fits what they have said is important to them in terms of building a roster, which is with size, length, defense, switchability. Those are things that are kind of their non-negotiables when it comes to bringing people in. And Jeremiah Fears is a terrific offensive player. I think he's got a chance to be a star. But he's not a great defensive player. I don't think anybody is going to make that argument right now. And he is little. He's very, you know, he's small. And this league is not going towards small point guards. It's going towards 6'4" or 6'5" point guards like Bob Carrington, for example. So I think that, yes, that these things are intertwined as this team kind of restructures itself. And, I don't know if they're going to keep CJ or if they're going to try to move him. I don't think he starts. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you're going with the young guys. Okay, that's a strategy. Nothing wrong with it. Well, you can't then just give CJ McCollum 34 minutes and 20 shots a game. You know, like, that doesn't make any sense, right? So my guess is I wouldn't be surprised if he's not on the roster at the start of the season. Or if he is on the roster, it won't be as a starter. That's my guess. That doesn't mean I'm right, but it doesn't make sense otherwise.
The great David Aldridge with us here on Grant and Danny. So that's where I was going to go with that, David. What's the most likely outcome there? And maybe walk us through that, right? Where is it, let's give him a chance half season to build his value, kind of what they did with Kuzma, get what we can at the deadline, let him languish on the bench, not a great choice of words by me, but then take the cap space at the end, spin him before the season starts. Where do you see this going and kind of what's best?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, it could be any of those things. My guess is, you know, I think they'll move smart. It doesn't make any sense to have Marcus on this team going forward. It just doesn't make any sense. It has nothing to do with him. He's a good player. I think he still can help a contending team. He doesn't want to be here. He wants to be on a contending team. So I think they move him. I think they'll keep Middleton, actually, because I think they do see a role for him that sort of makes sense. They've got some things that they have to do. But in terms of CJ, I mean, again, I would think, you know, that what happens is they will say, look, we'd like you to come off the bench. We'd like you to be a good example. And we will do everything we can to get you out of here by February. You know, just try to be a good citizen while you're here. And CJ's a class act, a quality guy. He's president of the Players Association. You know, like he is not a guy that needs a lot of attention. Okay. You don't have to like hold his hand. He's a professional. If he does say, hey, I can do that for 6 months, he'll be nothing but professional while he's here. He'll set a great example for the younger guys. But again, long-term, it doesn't make any more sense to keep him here than it made to keep Jordan Poole here, to keep Marcus Smart here. Like, that's not the direction this franchise is going in.
David Aldridge, just a couple of moments left with the Hall of Famer talking hoops here on Grant and Danny. TA, specific to the draft tomorrow night and having the sixth pick, so yep. Two-parter for you. You're so plugged in on everything going on around the league. Ace Bailey, is this a malcontent that they need to avoid, or is this just a guy trying to angle to a certain organization? Because those are very different things. And then number two, on Trey Johnson – well, I'm very casual observer and kind of get in here in the last month and read and study and whatever else. I love him.
Yeah.
What kind of fit would he be, and why isn't he in the mix earlier up the board than he is? Why do people think he might be there for them at six?
Well, this is the lying season, guys. So everybody's lying, no matter, you know, your most trusted source is being lied to 75% of the time right now by whomever they are talking to. So don't worry about what mock drafts say. Trey Johnson could go third, he could go fourth, he could go fifth, he could go sixth. It just sort of depends on what Philly does at three. That kind of starts the ball rolling. Are they going to keep the pick? You know, if they keep the pick, I don't think – it does not make a lot of sense to me for them to take Trey Johnson – When you have, you know, two really good young guards that both are kind of ball dominant guards, you know, to bring a third in, doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But you know, somebody could trade up to three with the intention of taking Trey Johnson. He would be a great fit in Washington. I think he would be a terrific fit. Again, if you're going forward, your backcourt in 2 years is Bob Carrington and Trey Johnson. I'd like to see that backcourt play 65 games together and see how good they could be. You know, like, that has a chance to be pretty good, I think. So, he's there. He's in the mix. I think at that position, Knuppel is in the mix there somewhere. Edgecombe's in the mix there somewhere. Fears is in the mix there somewhere. I think Malawach is in the mix there somewhere. I would not be shocked if they took Malawach. I mean, I'd be a little surprised, but would I be stunned? No, because the league's going towards two bigs. You just saw Oklahoma City, for example, again, do that. And Cleveland does it. A lot of teams are going to two bigs now. So it wouldn't shock me if they went with Malawach and moved Sarr to the four. It's probably Sarr's best position in the league anyway. You know, if you're projecting out and you think, what is he going to be in 4 or 5 years? Maybe he's a stretch four. You know, like he showed that he can make that shot. It's not like he can't do it. And he showed that he's not probably going to be the greatest interior low post defender in the world. So get a guy that can do that and free him up to do other things. So I think those 4 or 5 guys in some order are in the mix. I know they've been trying to move up. I don't know that they can get there by tomorrow. I could be wrong, but I think that they are – reasonably comfortable being at six and seeing which one of those guys falls to them. Again, other than Fears, just because I don't think he fits them in terms of what they say they value, any of those other guys could be drafted and they would be happy with them, I think.
David, nobody better. Really appreciate the time here on short notice, bud. Thank you.
Okay. My pleasure, guys.
And it's been too long. We should hang out at some point. I haven't seen you in ages.
You guys seen each other?
David Aldrich, the Hall of Famer, here on Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.